Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, personality, dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills. She also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have a guest scheduled, Dr. Gibson, today, and we were going to be talking with him, but being a physician, he's on call, and we are having a difficult time reaching him. So if he does call in, we will then interrupt this program to bring him on naturally. But I wanted to let you know about that right off the bat. Meanwhile, telephone lines are going to be open and available for you. If you wanted to call in, the telephone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Like I said, the doctor, I have not been able to reach him, but if he should call in, and, you know, when you're a physician, you're on call all of the time. But we've got a lot of things to share with you today. Most importantly, those phone lines are open, and I'll be happy to share with you my intuitive skills. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and we'll take it from there. Stuart Emery, who is a leadership coach, made a statement about life that I thought would be a great way to just begin our time together. And this is what Stuart said. Getting born is like being given a ticket to the theatrical event called life. Now, all that ticket will get you is through the door. It doesn't get you a good time, and it doesn't get you a bad time. You go in and sit down, and you either love the show or you don't. You either love the show or you don't. I thought, what a wonderful use of words to describe a positioning of how you can deal with life. And I really liked everything about it because I thought, it's up to us, isn't it? What we're going to do, we're either going to get angry, we're going to get upset, we're going to get agitated. I was talking with someone this afternoon who was working on a project with me, and they found in the project that something had gone very much awry. And they started saying, oh, I'm so upset, I could jump off a bridge. And they were going on and on and on like this. And I said, wait a minute. Look at me, am I upset? And they said, no, you're not, but this was my job, I should have done it. And they were really upset. And I said, now, wait a minute, let's just calm down. All you have to do is realize it's fixable, correct? They said, yes, it is. I said, okay, then we just fix it, that's all. And this person was getting themselves into a very agitated state. And as I watched this individual as they were going through this, I realized a lot of it was habit. And I think so many times, and I raise my hand for this, because I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else. We often have learned certain responses to certain situations, and we will just verbalize them without even thinking. Words are power. So how are we going to use those words? What are we going to put our energy behind? Are we going to make melodramatic statements that are going to get us so agitated and upset that before we know it, we're just nervous wrecks, as this one person was going through this afternoon? And I just thought this was a great observation. It was a great thing for me to see, because it's what we do with where we are in any given moment. And are we going to be the problem solvers? It's okay. Maybe if you have a patterning like that, set a timer. Give yourself maybe all of 2 minutes and rant and rave and stomp up and down and do the hooby-jooby, whatever it is you feel like you've got to do. But then back off and say, wait a minute, enough of that. Now, where do I go from here? When you can take control like that, then you're going to be in a positioning of empowerment. And if you've ever been in an environment where people suddenly become very frightened or they become extremely agitated and other people's words just create this fever of agitation, it creates a nightmare. And it's amazing, nobody's thinking about what's being projected or what they're doing. So So be aware for yourself. You don't need to do that. You don't need to go there. You can make a shift in your mind and say, how am I going to work with this? That's the mark of a good leader at any time. But so many portrayals are given about anxiousness, anxiety, you're supposed to scream, you're supposed to rant, you're supposed to rave. And when you don't do that, there's a calm that results. And we all get in moments where we get extremely agitated. But if inside yourself you can just count slowly to 10, where you say, wait a minute, is this really going to matter 100 years from now? More than likely your answer is going to be, 100 years from now, nobody will even remember this silly thing. All right, then deal with what needs to be dealt with. It's an amazing process, and it took me a long time to learn how to work with it. But as my friend was going through her habits, I watched, and I thought, I understand now why this friend has certain problems in her life, because that's a patterning. That is a habit that she's gotten into. She learned that from other people, and even as a mature woman, she's still reinforcing that. You don't need to reinforce a behavior you do not desire. So remember, we're in this theatrical event called life. I think Stuart nailed it quite nicely, and there's no promises about a good time or a bad time, but we have to determine whether we're going to like where we are or whether we're not going to like it. But I'll tell you something else. You get to put on the show. That's right. You can write a script. You can write a script. I think one of the most fascinating stories I ever heard from someone was that they decided they wanted to write a script for themselves. And they really thought about the law of attraction, and they said, gee, what if this? And so they wrote out this wonderful, wonderful idea about what they would like their life to be. And they said, this is what I want. And they just went through this whole scenario in the mind. And they wrote it out, and it was just very visual to them. By golly, about 5 to 7 years later, everything that person had written down came to pass. It's quite an amazing story. So how do you want your script to read? And come from your heart. Ask yourself really what it means the most to you. And I think then you're going to find some interesting insights into yourself. Donna Sebo here. We have an open mic hour at this time. The physician that was scheduled for today is on call, and we've not been able to reach him. So telephone lines are open if you would like to call in and chat with me. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Just give me a buzz. By the way, I want to thank those of you who are sending me material. I've got some wonderful information from a lady, Rebecca. She wrote a very, very nice note. Comment link there at bbsradio.com. And she said, Donna, you've got to find out about this dog, Gibson. He's considered the tallest dog in the world. And she said, his name isn't Godzilla, his name is Gibson. And, of course, I can't show you on radio photos of him, but he's absolutely gorgeous. He's just absolutely beautiful. He has been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He's just been taken to all kinds of places because he is 170 pounds of Great Dane. Can you imagine feeding that dog every day? 170 pounds of beautiful, beautiful Great Dane. He is... The Great Dane, when he stands on his hind legs, is more than 7 feet tall and has a shoulder height of 42.6 inches. And there was an old record for another dog of 41.5 inches. Now, he is just an absolute love. Rebecca said that he is just the tallest therapy dog, the tallest Great Dane, not just the tallest dog. And he has just been getting all kinds of publicity. So there is a website on Gibson, and it's GIBSONDOG.com. If you're a dog lover, you're going to want to go see that. It is just absolutely phenomenal. But that, my goodness, can you imagine people's response when you're out walking that dog? Mm-mm. That's the type of dog that's sort of like the 800-pound gorilla. He gets anything that he wants, but fortunately he's got a real sweet disposition. So I just wanted to share that information with you, and I want to thank Rebecca for sending that, because I think that is just a wonderful, wonderful story. Also, I got an email, and for those of you that may have fun stories or things that you'd like to share, send them along to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. And I'm happy to share it with you, because it's just, with my listening audience, it's just absolutely wonderful. And Lori sent me some items, and I thought this was fascinating. And she said, just read these things. Now, you need to guess which of the following that I'm going to be reading are true and which are false. So I've got a few of them here that I want to share with you. Apples, not caffeine, are more efficient at waking you up in the morning. That's one. Two, and remember, you have to answer true or false. Alfred Hitchcock did not have a belly button. I told you, I don't know. You know, I don't know how she got this information. A pack-a-day smoker will lose approximately 2 teeth every 10 years. A pack-a-day smoker will lose approximately 2/10 every 10 years. People do not get sick from cold weather. It's from being indoors a lot more. When you sneeze, all bodily functions stop, even your heart. Only 7% of the population are lefties. 40 people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute. Babies are born without kneecaps. They don't appear until they're 2 to 6 years old. The average person over 50 will have spent 5 years waiting in line. The toothbrush was invented in 1498. The average housefly lives for 1 month. 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year. A coat hanger is 44 inches long when it's straightened. The average computer user blinks 7 times a minute. Your feet are bigger in the afternoon than any other time of day. Most of us have eaten a spider in our sleep. Yeah, yes, one. The real reason ostriches stick their head in the sand is to search for water. The only two animals that can see behind themselves without turning their heads are the rabbit and the parrot. And John Travolta turned down the starring roles in An Officer and a Gentleman and Tootsie. Michael Jackson owns the rights to the South Carolina state anthem. In most television commercials advertising milk, a mixture of white paint and a little thinner is used in place of milk. I wonder if that's the reason nobody drinks samples. Prince Charles and Prince William never travel on the same airplane, just in case there is a crash. The first Harley-Davidson motorcycle built in 1903 used a tomato can for a carburetor. Most hospitals make money by selling the umbilical cords cut from women who give birth. They are used in vein transplant surgery. Humphrey Bogart was related to Princess Diana. They were 7th cousins. And the last one is, if coloring weren't added to Coca-Cola, it would be green. Which of those do you think are true, and which of those do you think are false? Well, I'm not going to keep you in suspense. They're all true. All of them. Every single one are true. But that one about most of us have eaten a spider in our sleep, I went, whoa. Couldn't believe that one. 40,000 Americans injured by toilets every year. Fact is stranger than fiction many times. So Lori, thanks so much for sending that along. Donna Sebo here. My guest today, Dr. Gibson, apparently is on call, was not able to make the interview. So telephone lines are now open, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And also Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Oh, by the way, don't forget this weekend. Yes, it's the first weekend of the next 3 weekends. For the Renaissance, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Now, for those of you listening in Washington, this is a must-attend event. And we do have people coming in from all over the country, so if you wanted to get on a plane or fly out and have a wonderful, wonderful experience with Renaissance, this is an event not to miss, and I've been involved with them for years, and I just absolutely am thrilled to be a part. But it's this weekend, the 4th and 5th, then the 11th and 12th, the 18th and the 19th. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's being held at the Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302, and that's in Gig Harbor, Washington. If you want to have information on special passes, group passes, they have all kinds of information on the website, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. I just love it because I get to dress up, as almost everybody does that comes to the fair. In fact, if you want a costume, if you want to be in the theme and you don't have one that you can wear yourself, then you can always rent them right there on site. It's wonderful. You walk through the castle gates of the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair and you enter into a world unto itself. It is just magical, and the kids love it, and some people even bring their dogs. But it gets pretty hot out there, so if you're going to bring your animals with you, make sure that you provide them with plenty of water and that you remember that they may need shade sometimes, because last year it got up to be, well, it got one day up to 120 degrees. It was that hot out in the sun. So just be aware. Be prepared, because when the sun comes out in Gig Harbor, it's glorious. So don't forget, this Saturday and Sunday, and I'm on Main Street. My booth is on Main Street. Just look for the gigantic yellow gold banners that have the huge red lions on them, and that's how you can identify my booth. And I'll be doing readings there and interacting with people, and also we'll have some books. So come on by and say hello. I always like to meet with you. When you were a kid, did you ever sell lemonade? Did you ever go around and maybe collect aluminum cans or did things for the neighbors, but you wanted to earn some extra cash? Well, I can remember when I was a little girl, I can remember going around to the neighbors, because dry cleaners, when I was growing up, they would pay you to bring hangers back to them because they were fairly costly as an expense. And I know dry cleaners today that are just jumping up and down with joy when you can do that for them, because it is a part of their cost. So for me, at the time when I was a little girl, the dry cleaners or the laundries would give you a half a penny for each hanger. So for two hangers, you got a penny. Well, to me, that was a pretty big deal, and I can remember dragging my wagon around. Well, I don't know that kids would do anything like that today. Who knows? But I know that aluminum cans and all kinds of stuff are gathered by groups and organizations to raise money. Well, it's a wonderful way to teach kids the value of money. And there's a mom, her name is Mimi, and I loved her story about her daughter. And she was really surprised at the lessons that her daughter learned. And she said, where we live, the heat sometimes gets up over 100 degrees in the summer, and we don't have much of a breeze, and there's no shade. But my daughter Haley decided that she wanted to make some money. So she had a lemonade stand. Gee, those were around even when I was a kid. That was just something that she wanted to do because, again, it was a way of making money. Well, she was very, very excited about supporting her daughter with this. And she said, my daughter had her stand. We got her a table, and we put a tablecloth on it, and she helped make the lemonade, and she made up her own sign and saying 25 cents for a glass of lemonade. And she was sitting out there, and she had no customers. And she said, also, her daughter had bags of cookies that she made up. And she marked them. She said, my daughter's only 7 years old, and in her own handwriting, she wrote chocolate chip, pecan raisin, and oatmeal. And so she said, I'm sitting nearby, keeping an eye on my daughter. I don't want her to be out here all by herself. And I'm thinking to myself, this is really going to be a good learning experience for her. Well, a car drives by, and a person stops and sort of waves. They don't get out. They don't park their car to come and get a glass of lemonade. And Haley just watched and sort of fussed around with the cookies in front of her, and the driver smiled at her and just went on. Well, this happened more than once. There were vehicles that would sort of stop, try to see what the sign said, and wave at Haley, and she'd wave back. Nobody stopped to buy one glass of lemonade. Well, Mimi wasn't all that concerned because her thought was, my daughter has to learn some lessons. Not everything is going to come easily in life. However, she said she was feeling sort of sorry for her 7-year-old because she really would like to see her make some money. She wanted to have her experience what it would be like to be an entrepreneur and to be responsible, all of these things that we as parents want our youngsters to know. So here this young kid comes by, and he's one of the kids in the neighborhood that cuts everybody's grass, and he just sort of looks at Haley and doesn't even stop. That sort of got Mimi. She said, goodness gracious, how would he have felt if somebody had treated him that way? But anyway, Haley was getting a little anxious because she'd been sitting outside for a bit of time, a few hours, in fact, and nothing had happened. Not one person had stopped to even really chat with her at all. And here were her cookies and her lemonade, and it just was getting pretty discouraging. More and more cars passed, and then Mimi started getting agitated. She's thinking, what's the matter with these people? My poor little girl out here, what's the matter with her? Well, finally, she puts her magazine down and she walks over to her daughter. And Haley, interestingly enough, wasn't sad or upset. She was just sort of perplexed. She said, Mom, how come nobody's stopping? So Mimi responded with, well, this isn't the way you thought it would turn out, huh? Well, her daughter said, true, Mom, but I haven't given up. Well, all of a sudden, as Mom goes back to her point where she had been sitting and observing, somebody comes up, and she turns around because she picked up the magazine she had been reading previously, and there's Haley. And Haley is pouring some lemonade and reciting her cookie menu to a man that's standing in front of her. And then all of a sudden she sees a group of kids, and they're coming down the street, and they're running over to the lemonade stand. They had to go home to get money. That's the reason he didn't stop. So they come back, and every one of them got lemonade. And there were kids, there were adults. And she sort of signaled to her 7-year-old and said, do you need some help? She said, no, Mom, don't need any help. And she was happy, 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 because she was so busy. And Mimi said there was a lesson in this for her, because as a mother, she figured this would be a very good experience for Haley, especially in dealing with math, making change, and being dedicated to something. But she said, what really brought my attention to the forefront of observation was that my daughter had not walked away from the fact that nobody had stopped. She had not given up. She said, I had no idea how much I learned from my 7-year-old daughter with her lemonade stand about persistence and patience. She said, my daughter had it much more than I did. And I just love that story, because I think so many times when we're in various experiences with different people, we can learn so much if we just observe. Here's a mom that was very anxious about her daughter and learned from her daughter patience and determination. Her daughter had not gotten frustrated or angry or sad. She was just a little perplexed. And when the action started to roll, she was ready and responsible enough to handle it. Can you imagine that 7-year-old when she gets to be in her teens, in her early 20s, her enthusiasm and her willingness to do and hanging tough, that's already going to be embedded in her personality. And we can all learn from 7-year-old Haley lessons about how we can make life really more of what it should be, with some positive results, but also learn to have that expectation of nothing but the best. This is Donna Siebel. My guest for today was not able to make the show. Dr. Gibson And so telephone lines are open if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Oh, by the way, are your hydrangeas just absolutely gorgeous? Ours are just magnificent. We have a number of hydrangea bushes in our backyard, and we have one bush that's this absolutely gorgeous pink. We have no idea why. But what if you want to keep the beauty of those hydrangeas so that they will be with you maybe during the winter months? Well, you can dry them. Now, if you pick your hydrangeas at the peak of their bloom, just after they begin to feel a little papery, what you want to do, you want to have a nice long stalk. You want to snip off the leaves to make them dry faster and cut their stems at an angle. Now, if you want to dry them so that you can use them all year long, they just make beautiful, beautiful arrangements. You want to keep the color from fading. And so what you want to do is hang them maybe in a garage, a place that's dark, so that they won't lose their color. And what you do is you've got two ways that you can do it. You can hang them up and just take a ribbon or something and tie the blooms together. You cross the stems to prevent crowding, and you suspend them from a hook until they're dry. It takes about a week. And then you can turn the bundle right side up, and you've got a beautiful flower arrangement. It only takes a week to dry. You know, when it's hot like this, it's perfect to do it. Also, you can dry them in a vase. You can fill a vase with about 3 inches of water and arrange the hydrangeas, leaving a little space between them for the air to circulate. And as the water evaporates, the flowers will slowly dry, and they're going to leave you with a picture-perfect arrangement already in its own container. And what you might want to do is put some marbles in the bottom of the vase, because as that water evaporates, then you're going to find that those marbles will give the effect of water, and it will give a very, very nice look. So either way, you can dry them, but they really are pretty. And as they are going from the peak period, if you're not able to get them right at the peak when they're in a beautiful color, then they start to lose their life force. They start turning green. So you have sometimes a mixture, like we do with some of the blooms in our yard, a blue and a green, or a pink with a touch of green. You have all of this wonderful, wonderful beauty that you can have for the rest of the year. So that's just a tip for you if you have hydrangeas. And it can work very, very nicely for even some other wild flowers that you just want to dry and you want to keep them so that they're just absolutely beautiful and enjoy them all winter long when winter comes around. So that's just a little bit of a tip, and give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I had some information that I received which I thought was quite interesting. You know, Roswell, New Mexico, and we're going to be having a guest coming up on one of our future shows to discuss some of the events at Roswell. But in July 1947, there was a ranch foreman in Roswell, New Mexico, who discovered unusual debris while he was checking his sheep after a night of severe storms. Now, that is something that many of us have heard about, and of course there's been numerous, numerous programs. But July was quite a month, because during the month of July, there's been all kinds of specific things. And I know July is now gone. This is August. But when you think about it, it's quite incredible when you think that during the month of July, you have the 4th of July, and then on the 5th of July, the bikini in 1946 made its debut. And also during the month of July, on the 12th of July, there was an Etch-a-Sketch that was brought to the public, and then there was the Hollywood sign. Yes, Hollywood Land erected in July. Disneyland opened in July. In July of 1969, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon. And yesterday, of course, you heard about Bugs Bunny. But there are all those things that occurred during the month of July. Very, very special and very intense period. Also, the world's fastest supercomputer. What is it used for? Well, the supercomputer is the MD Grape-3. I hadn't heard about this. I'm going to try to get some more information on it. It's the first machine to break what's called the petaflop barrier. And that's one quadrillion calculations per second. And it's 3 to 4 times faster than the currently ranked fastest computer in the world. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Telephone lines are open. When we come back, you'll be able to give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Don't go away. We're going to come back with some other good information. We'll be right back.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna, and telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756, that's 888-815-9756, and we have another direct line as well, 530-876-3222. Now, my newsletter, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to get it out today. This is the first of the month, but if not, it will be out tomorrow because there is some information that I'm waiting to get confirmation of, and I want to be sure that it's in. Now, all of the guests for the upcoming month of August, I want to let you know you can go into bbsradio.com and you'll find all of the guests that are coming up, and the details will, you know, a little bit of a summary, not a great big one, but a little bit of a summary about this person, what they're going to be talking about, what they're presenting, is going to be available for you. So that is already posted. And then in my newsletter, if you would like to become a subscriber, then all you have to do is send me an email, donna@delphiinternational.com. Also, you can go to my website, delphiinternational.com, and go to the newsletter section, and all of the newsletters are archived. If you need to go in, need to do a review, then go ahead and do exactly that, because you don't need to become a subscriber. You can go into my website at any time, and as soon as the newsletter is posted, it's available for your reading pleasure. And, again, I'm always interested in suggestions, recipes, special stories, because it's a lot of fun. And when I'm able to, then I like to share the information on the air with our listeners. We've got a caller on the line. Let's go to that caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Oh, okay. Here I am?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. My name is Katie. I'm calling from Oakland, California.
Hi, Katie. I'm going to be in San Francisco in September.
Ah.
So in my newsletter, I'll have all that information so that people will know that I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for a couple of days. So I'm looking forward to coming.
Oh, great.
And in Northern California. Oakland is beautiful. I used to live in Hayward.
Ah, well, it sure is.
Oh, it's just changed so much, it's hard for me to recognize it anymore. Everything's changed. Everything, everywhere changes so quickly anymore. Let's get down to business with you, Katie. First thing that is coming into my mind is the word organization. Also, what's coming into my mind is the awareness that you do not want to go backwards. There is a tendency for you to do what I call mental acrobatics, and you will flip backwards, trying to sort of do reviews, evaluations, wondering if you are making the wrong choices. Now, this is not unusual. You try to be very, very thorough about everything you do. You may once in a while do things by the seat of your pants, but that's not typically your MO. You really like to make sure that you've got all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted, and I respect that. I do think, though, you've got to have more faith in yourself. And there are some issues with self-esteem that every once in a while come up with you, and it's old tapes in the head. And you need to recognize them when they start playing and go, click, I'm going to turn it off, I am going to just get rid of the tape. You don't need to go through the backward flip and just say, this is who I am, this is where I am right now, and I'm choosing to make certain changes. There is a lot of going down memory lane for some reason this year. And I believe because of the transitional phase that you're going through of leaving certain things behind in your life and moving forward, there's a lot that's challenging you. And you just need to know it's good that you've got the challenge because you're getting things in order a lot more quickly because of what you're doing. So have faith in yourself. You're not going to have a major screw-up. You're not going to really do something terrible to muck everything up. Not at all. You are a really together individual that I think needs to honor yourself and respect yourself for what you have accomplished. You're so far removed from the personality that I'm seeing that just thought everybody else was perfect and you were nothing. Not at all. You are a very together person. So recognize you've earned every bit of what you have acquired as an individual. And don't let those old tapes sabotage you, honey. Not worth it. What question would you like to ask me today?
Well, I called because last night somebody broke into my truck and they didn't do anything too terrible. They kind of jimmied the lock, so that was messed up and I'll have to get it replaced. And they took a little screwdriver set, but they didn't take my wonderful sunglasses, for example, or my ice skates, things that I keep in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, you know, when things happen like that, one wonders, is it some energy one has brought in, or is it, neighborhood-wise?
No.
I don't know. Should I move? I mean, all of these questions are coming up. It freaked me out.
See, well, of course, it always does. But remember what I just said about mental acrobatics?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing.
Mm.
And what you need to do is recognize, one, that this was not a professional. Two, they thought they could find something, but I believe they were scared off. I think that this is a somewhat random event. So have your vehicle taken care of, and I think you need, you know, if you've made a police report and you've done all of that, that's great. But I think what you've got in the neighborhood is actually four younger people, and I think this was someone that just thought they would take a chance, and they didn't find anything. I believe they wanted to see what they could do, and they didn't accomplish the successful result of the test as they planned.
All right.
But I'm not too concerned about the neighborhood. I think that this was something that was just a random event.
Okay.
I think it was just, you know, one of these individuals maybe have dared the other, saying, oh, I bet you couldn't do it. This was not a professional at all.
Do you feel, there are some young people as my next door neighbors, and they're a little bit, I don't know, just troubled in some ways, and is it seem like it's connected? His name is John. Is that connection?
Well, you know what I would do, because when you ask me that question, I believe that there may be someone that has been over at that house that could be aware of something happening. What you might want to do is do a neighborly thing, because you're so concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you can say, gee, you know, I wanted to let you know that someone broke into my house and I notified the police. But I thought maybe you should be made aware of this, because I certainly wouldn't want anything happening to your vehicle. And what that does, that puts them on guard that you're aware, not necessarily that one of them did it, but having, you know, did the actual crime per se, the violation of your private vehicle, but that you have notified the police.
All right.
And you see the psychological positioning with that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing to let all of your neighbors know.
Okay.
I would let everybody, do you live in an apartment building or in a residence?
In a house.
In a house.
Mm-hmm.
I'd let all of my neighbors know.
Mm-hmm.
And people then, if you've got some nosy neighbor, it seems like every neighborhood has a little old lady, or sometimes a little old man.
Mm-hmm.
They know everybody's business.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be very grateful for that.
I'd
you
like
want
to
say, gee,
one,
I'll
yeah.
take your cookies if you'll keep
yeah.
an eye on what's
okay.
out there. But just use common sense, but I'd let every one of the neighbors know.
Okay.
Because I do think it's someone that's very close by. I'm looking at four individuals. And like I said, it could have been a dare. It could have been
that
a dare on
right.
the part of one to say, gee, I bet you couldn't do that. Oh, yeah, sure I can.
Okay.
But I don't want you to live in fear. I don't want you to be in fear at all.
So it doesn't seem like I should be checking out new places to move?
No, I don't think so. This could have happened to you anywhere.
Okay.
No, I don't think that that's appropriate. I think eventually you are going to be moving, but not because of this.
Okay.
I just think you need to let your neighbors know that the police have been notified and that you want to let them know you want them to be on the alert, too, because you don't want anything happening to their car.
Right. Okay, that sounds great.
Well, you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Those types of situations are never fun to go through.
No, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Have a fabulous day. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I would be delighted to do that. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we have another direct line of 530-876-3222. You know, yesterday I was talking about ice cream. And there's so many fun stories about ice cream. And, of course, it's one of the favorite foods during the summer. But I wanted to share something with you. We had a large gathering at our home over the weekend. And one of my guests brought a dessert. And she's a woman that, she's a professional gal. She doesn't have a whole bunch of time to spend in cooking. But she did something that I thought was absolutely wonderful. And you can do it, and it's so easy. If you have favorite cookies, I don't care what kind of cookie they are, your very favorite cookies, whether you bake them or you buy them, it doesn't make any difference. You can make ice cream sandwiches. And what she did, she made three different types of ice cream sandwiches. She took vanilla wafers and put a vanilla ice cream between them. And then she had set them up. She made it so that the ice cream, she just spread it on when it was soft, put the cookie over it. And then she arranged them in a box and then put them in the freezer. And she had chocolate cookies with chocolate ice cream. And you could do any kind of combination, anything that you like. And you know what was so nice about it, because we had a nice group of people, a good size group, it was people could just take one or two, they could munch on them, and they weren't, you know, they didn't have to have a big plate. And it was absolutely fabulous. Those cookies were gone. Those ice cream cookies were gone and nothing flat. So if you just wanted a taste of something, you had a taste. If you really loved you know, something like an Oreo ice cream cookie, you could have that. But whatever you fix, and all it takes is putting your ice cream between the cookies, pressing it down so that it sort of fills the space between the two cookies, and you use the flat side of the cookie, of course, and then put them in the freezer. Wonderful idea. She brought them over in a styrofoam carry unit. It was just absolutely terrific. So that's just a tip I will share with you. So many of you are going to be experiencing picnics, potlucks, there's all kinds of activities going on. And these are something that are just absolutely loved by people of all ages. And it's real easy, won't take you a lot of time to fix them. You can fix a whole slew of them, and people would just love it. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a little bit of this. I'm going to tell you about some freebies, too. So, anyway, come back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open, 877-876-5227. Also, Canadian 888-815-9756. Now, I want to let you know who's going to be on with me tomorrow. We have Dr. Lynn Eldridge. We're going to be talking about how to avoid cancer one day at a time. There is such a fabulous metamorphosis that's occurring. We are starting to focus more on how to be well instead of focusing on being sick. And what to do after you get sick, why not take the other positioning? The wellness industry is growing by leaps and bounds. And why? Because of people like you and like me that say, wait a minute, I don't want to wait until I get sick to do something. I want to take a preventative positioning. I want to be healthy. And that's what it's all about. So this is wonderful material. Dr. Lynn Eldridge is going to be on the air with us. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Grant Langdon. This is about scandal in the courtroom, and I think you will find this extremely interesting. Justice is not always served, as it is in a Perry Mason court, or by Ben Matlock, or any of the other famous television personalities that are portrayed sometimes, more times than what we'd like to acknowledge. It may not be recognized at all. So we'll be talking about that on Friday. So those are the guests for this week. And don't forget, this weekend is the Renaissance, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and I'm going to be participating in this. I've been involved with these wonderful people for years, and it's such a delight to be able to interact with them. And the time this weekend, 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., lots of parking, free parking. And we have three phenomenal weekends of family fun, and I'm going to be able to share with you as each weekend passes all of the wonderful things that I will be seeing there, because there's new stuff every year. But the equestrian events, they are awesome, and you are not going to want to miss the Knights in Shining Armor. Yes, they actually exist at the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. There's the first Knight Academy. It's going to be teaching the art of sword fighting. Mm-hmm. Again, kids of all ages are welcome. There's face painting for the kids. You've got costume rental. You've got Highland dancers, bagpipers. We even have an on-site living chess competition. There's just so much going on, and you're able to be a part of this. Leave your pain, your troubles, your frustrations behind, and come along and join us at the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Go to their website. Find out about their group rates and all of the wonderful things that they are going to be having there for you. go to the website, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and you are just going to find out all kinds of things. This is at the Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. Well, I told you I had some freebies for you, and this is information. When I come across this, I always think it's a good thing to share freebies because so many of us are on budgets and we always want to know, is there a way I could get this or get that without having to pay an arm and a leg? You know, if you're of a position where you never have to worry about how much money you spend, that's wonderful. But there's a lot of people that do have to think about it very carefully. Now, if you want SPF protection for clothing, what you can do is you can go to the store, and Rit Dye has a product called Sun Guard, and it's a treatment powder that can be added to your wash. Now, it doesn't change the feel or smell of the clothing, but it will allow the clothing to offer additional protection against harmful UV rays for up to about 20 washings. And I can remember years ago when I worked for a police department, the meter maids that they had at that time would come in, and many times they were getting burned, even though they were wearing white reflective shirts. They would get burned through the shirts because of the intensity of the sun. Now, this is in Inglewood, California. So here's something that you can add to your clothing that will give you that little bit of extra sun protection, and it only costs about $3 a box. So that's something that is going to be very useful, especially if you have youngsters and you want to be sure they have extra protection, or for yourself if you're going to be out of doors. This is something worth knowing about. Also, if you want to get some grooming done for your animals or for yourself, let's say you want to get a haircut, there are a lot of technical schools that offer discounted prices. Also, you can get a dental checkup, pet vaccinations, computer repairs, and even wedding flowers for as little as half price. Now, there's many tech schools that charge the public just the cost of materials. Now, this is where you can go to find out about schools that may offer services because students need to practice. They need to learn. And they are supervised by highly skilled professionals. So this is something that might be worthwhile to you. Now, here's a website you can go to. It's www.khaki, that's khake.com. That's khake.com, and you click on school, and they'll have a listing of school. Also, be aware with your credit cards. Sometimes credit card companies are happy to raise your limit, but you've got to be sure you find out if they have any fees for raising your limit. Sometimes people have been charged an extra $25, maybe more, for getting the credit limit increased. And this comes from Christina Fychek, who is a credit counselor at Green Path Debt Solutions. These are things we don't often think about. There are so many hidden fees that can be with a credit card. So you need to be aware of that. It goes for bank loans. It goes for a lot of things. And being educated is very important. So whatever you do, don't feel embarrassed about asking people, are there additional fees with this? What are the costs? Get your numbers up front. It makes a difference. And then you won't go, oh, good grief, what did I do? Same thing with banks. Go ahead and check things out. Also, if you want to find out how much mileage you put in a day by walking, if you walk around your neighborhood for exercise, you can map your route for free at mapmyrun.com. That's mapmyrun.com. Also, there is a website where you can get an updated list of freebies like free shampoo samples, free T-shirts, and even free jewelry. Now, here it is. It's todaysfreebies.com, todaysfreebies.com. And if you live in an area where there are electronic toll systems like EasyPass, now there's 10 states apparently that offer this, or, you know, if you're in Florida, there's Florida SunPass, there are discounts that can save you up to 33%. That's a lot of money on toll. We've just had a new toll bridge put in our area, $250 every time you cross that bridge. Well, we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Enjoy this gorgeous day of your life. It is shining on you with all of its love and brightness it possibly can. Soak it up. You're worth it. Bye for now. Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
The people you know today smile when they're happy. Tell me about the people you see. Are they walking in daydreams? Did you mean to